Okay, shall we start?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we have Shavas, Liam, and me, and from the secretariat, Bart and Gabby, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So let's go through the agenda. So the first item is agenda approval. Does anyone have any opinions or comments on that? Okay. So the second item is action points from the last meeting. On my notes, there's only one item. That is, pros and cons paper is to be circulated to the list. And the paper was drafted by Bart and circulated along with the agenda yesterday. So it's done.
Although I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but I was babbling last week.
All right. Thank you, Bart. So any comments on the action points? Okay, so let's move on. The substantial one, which is item three, discussion on one vote per territory issue. It should be based on the attached document. So I believe everyone on this call is familiar with this issue, and thanks to Bart, we have a discussion paper in front of us, which tries to take a neutral stance to this issue. So I hope we can go into substantial discussion without briefing again what the issue is. Is everybody okay with this?
Hiro, so, I have one question.
Yes.
Especially for Shavas. Shavas, do you think that the issues you raised are reflected in the paper?
Yes, I have a couple of comments on the table.
Yeah.
But it's very nice. I'm very happy you did this, and it's I thank you for that. I just have a couple of comments on the table, if I may.
Yeah, because I think, sorry for doing this, but I think it's the best way to capture all the arguments and then discuss them so everyone has them in front of them. I don't know if I've captured them all and in the correct way.
Sorry, can I just quickly intervene and say that Demi has joined the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Demi.
Hi, Demi.
We are on the item three, so you are just in time for the discussion.
Okay.
So, to save our time by avoiding repeated discussion, first, as Bart said, I'd like to invite your comments on the paper, on Bart's paper, especially whether your view is reflected on the paper. I heard that Shavas has something to say on that. So, Shavas?
Yes, if I may. Okay. One thing that I thought was missing about in against arguments was the difficulty of allocating one vote to several members. There were technical problems with that. I mean, that could be construed as one of the factors against.
Yes.
That could be listed.
I agree, and say maybe it's not very clear from the paper itself, but and maybe it should be included in the overall. But what I try to do is separate, say, the mechanisms from the principle.
Uh-huh.
So that's, if you look at it, say, that's on the first page, and maybe that should be included in say, and I can include it right now if you want to, so everybody's aware, but if you go to the first page, is to separate membership from voting, that was the first assumption, then one vote territory, and then the next one is the mechanisms. And what I wanted, what I tried to do is say, okay, we first have the principle and then the mechanics.
Okay. All right, okay. Now, a couple, just a couple more.
If I may,
on the second row of the table.
Yeah.
You say IDNCCTLD and ASCCCTLD should be treated equally on a per territory basis. Now, I don't see why this is a probe. I mean, like, if IDN and ASCCCTLD should be treated equally. And between them, I mean, I don't know why this is a pro. I mean, it could be argued that if they're going to be treated equally, so maybe each should have, you know, same number of votes as everybody else. You know?
I
understand the argument, but I'm just saying I'm not sure. And on the other hand, the I guess that would be row 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The imbalance of power of CCTLDs between territories, underlying principles of countries and territories, and hence the CCTLDs should be treated equally, will be distorted. I don't know if this should be against. That's okay. I don't have any serious problem. I'm okay with the table.
I agree, but I think that, say, that's why I've included, the second one about IDNCCTLD, ASCCTLD should be treated equally. That was the basic assumption when we, in November, when we said, to go to a per-territory basis. So that the argument is, because they're treated equally, they should be at least treated equally in a territory. You can argue both ways.
Yeah.
But then there is...
Okay, so I see the table is okay. So we can, go on to the discussion next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at least I think, and that's Demi, you had some comments as well. Do you think your comments are reflected in the table?
In this table of pros and cons?
Yeah.
I suppose it's quite good. I don't have additions to propose to
okay.
The table.
That's the first step. So we have, I think, Hiro, we have all the arguments in front of us right now.
Yes.
With the caveat and with Sava's noted correctly, this is only on the principle, and as we discussed in San Francisco, the allocation mechanism itself could cause some issues regarding timelines, etc.
Right.
But that's more an issue for the rules and guidelines, than for the Article 9.
Yes. Okay. So let's go into the discussion based on the table. So I think we have already performed a good discussion on the mailing list. So. Beyond that, do you want to discuss or do you have any discussion on the pros and cons? Or do you want to emphasize some portion of the discussion? Yes, please.
I'm joining late the meeting. I'm not sure if you have... We have a decision on the first part of the discussion. I suppose we have to pacify, to be quite in agreement with the first part, that is the conceptual thing or the principles. If we will go for one vote per territory or there is other argument. I suppose we have to separate the discussions of the conceptual thing with the mechanicals we have to provide for the voting system. We cannot cannot have the technical part interfering in the conceptual one. Even if the technical part has a lot of difficulties, this is another, the second part of the discussion. Then, for me, it will be good if you can reach a conclusion in the first part and then begin the discussion how you implement this in terms of voting, for example.
Yes, I agree. Actually, we haven't discussed about the concept before that you have joined.
No, Debbie, this is Bart. Just for avoidance of doubt, say, if you look at, say, Shava's raised correctly the point that, say, based on the discussions in San Francisco, we saw that some of the voting mechanisms that we included in the interim report may cause some issues. And he raised that point because that is not reflected in say, the table.
Okay.
This table, what I tried to capture was only, say, the principal point of the pros and cons of, say, one vote per territory and one vote for all.
Let me rephrase what I said, because I think we are in agreement completely.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this second part, the discussion, really there are some issues in the voting thing, cannot interfere with the first one, that is the conceptual decision about one vote per territory or not. Even if you face some problems, some issues with the voting, this cannot be a pro or con when we decide, when we discuss the concept. It's pro or con when we decide the mechanisms of voting.
That's your call as a working group. I tend to agree, but...
Yes, I agree.
In other words, for me it's difficult to decide about a principle based on the fact that there is some cons because it's difficult to implement.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so I guess we all agree on that.
Right.
No.
So how about the conceptual thing?
Okay. I have some thoughts, if I may.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay, I've been, you know, to me, the strongest argument against one member, one vote, in other words, the strongest argument for one territory, one vote, is the historicity of the ISO list. And on that basis, it seems to me that even CCNSO membership itself should just be based on ISO list. And so as a third alternative, it seems to me, one could consider creating some kind of an interim IDN supporting organization and let that evolve and maybe eventually merge with CCNSO. And meanwhile, we can work out the consequences of adopting each of the two alternatives. Now, it seems to me that on an interim basis, just adding the vote of the IDN members, we could have the IDN registries there as some kind of, you know, observer memberships. And they can, you know, this is also good training for them in CCNSO. And, you know, because it seems to me that if we take this historicity very seriously, then if the country is already a member of CCNSO, if a registry is already a member of CCNSO, and then you tell them, okay, your vote is going to be halved because there's an IDN joining, you no longer will have a one vote, or you'll have to, you know, compromise with the other guy coming from your territory. That's also going against historicity, because when people join CCNSO, they assume they're going to have equal rights as all the other territories.
Java?
So, yes. So my suggestion is working out the consequences of both things, and even adding a third alternative, that would be having some kind of interim IDN council. or IDN supporting organization that may eventually merge with CCNSO? I know this is making it more complicated.
Shabazz, isn't that postponing the issue?
Well, to me, just coming to a logical conclusion is better than, just coming up with a solution that's not really a solution. It's going to cause problems. It seems to me that, we're just trying to force a solution on something that's really not a problem, really. I mean, I don't see this thing causing a lot of imbalance in CCNSO in the short run. So it's a long-run problem, and so let it, be solved in the long run.
My point here, if I can add something, is that we have to be very careful not blurring the distinction between CCs and Gs. I have heard many times when I was at the board that IDN really are Gs and not CCs. Then we fight a lot to have the fast track and so to provide for the territories of voice to get their own IDNs in the very beginning before the Gs are in some way established in that region. If we ignore the fact that their territories are the origin of the CCs and the IDNs, we'll be entering in the G's territory. For example, the .cat from Catalonia is not a CC, even it represents a part of the Spanish territories, a culture and a community and so. Then we don't consider .cat as a CC because it's not originated inside the .es territory, not .es CC. Then I'm very worried about the risk we are running on if we begin to blur the distinction between Cs and Gs. For me, what makes the CC tell the community distinguishable from the G is that the CC community is based in the territory. In this case, the IDN CCs is just another way to express the will of the same territory about the way they have the domains written down. Not really another view of the same territory.
But how can you cope with the fact that there are 7 approved IDNCC TLDs for India, for example? And which one of them is a translation of .in?
No one is translation of .in, but all of them are translation of the territory of India. The India territory expresses itself via 7 or 8 or 10 or 1,000 different character sets and then different languages. It's not the different ways of India showing his will in some point, but just another way to express their culture.
I don't know if this is about expressing culture. It's about expressing special problems of registries.
Well, in this case, we are entering the G's territory. The registries are generic things. If we are dealing with a registered problem, then I suppose we have to leave the IDN CCTLDs to the G space.
There is may I add to this one? There is another concern, and that is I think is say in the short run very problematic regarding. Say the intermediate solution. Say one of the, if you recall, one of the major issues in the whole IDN fast track was how, and that's linked to what Demi just said, is how should IDN CCTLDs be treated? IDN CCTLDs, should they be forced into a contract and should they be forced to pay a financial contribution? So that's more moving them to the GTLD space. And I think with the joint effort of the CCNSO and CCTLD community and the GAC, it was clearly established that IDN CCTLDs should be treated as equal to CCTLDs. That's one of the underlying principles. If you look at Working Group 1, it is to, again, to avoid that discussion again from happening. Now, I think if you would, and this goes back to, say, either one vote per territory or one vote per member, and the need to include IDN CCTLDs as fast as possible as full members, is because, on the other hand, it's the only way that, say, they can influence and can be influenced by CCNSO-produced policies, if any. For instance, the whole delegation-redelegation discussion. It applies to them by definition, but there is no room for them to influence it, not formally.
Hmm.
So that's a bit about, say, that's my concern with regard to say, at least that's, say, or more the factual background or actual, or the background of say, Working Group 1 and the fast-track process, and by postponing it.
Okay. So if I may summarize the discussion so far, in my words, we are in the view of one. If we are to reserve the concept of the original CCNSO as derived from ISO 3166 list, one vote per territory scheme will be taken. And two, if we are to take one vote per member scheme, as Shava said, the concept of CCNSO may go apart from its original design, which is based on ISO 3166 list, borrowed from another organization. This means taking one vote per member scheme is a very radical choice at this moment and needs a very careful and may take a long discussion.
Yes. Shava, may I add to this one? I think the concern, I do understand the concern, is, but at the end of the day, and maybe that's the good thing about it, whatever this working group comes up with as a proposal, and how we're going to frame it is another matter, but say, if we put this up to the community with the arguments, in this PDP, because it's a PDP, the current members, so that means, quote-unquote, ASCII CCTLDs, will vote upon it. So they determine the outcome. And I think, from that perspective, if they would vote in favor of one vote per territory, and having a look at all the arguments, then I think that by this and making this deliberate choice, they more or less agree to that principle, and for the future as well.
Sure.
Okay, then maybe it's a good idea to make available to them the choices. I mean, like, if they come up with just, if they don't make available to them the discussion, then, I think it's better to make available to them the discussion we've had and the pros and cons, and then let them decide.
Just a moment, please. Bart Boschinkel. Ik kan je straks bellen, want ik ben even bezig. Ik bel je straks even terug. Ik ben aan het bellen. Sorry, that was my sign. they refused to accept the facts, although they proposed it. He needs to have his passport renewed. So he was very, very angry. Sorry. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. No, but going back to say, if you look at the document itself, and say that's underlined, say decision needed to move forward, I think Chavez, you tend to number two. Say the working group will list the two alternatives and seek feedback from the community at the Singapore meeting.
Yeah. Right. What I'm saying is, you know, we've had a good discussion about this, and there are really factors to be considered. And I think whoever votes on the PDP, which would be the CCNSO,
yeah,
did have to know the arguments, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. But that's me. Look, I'm just the support staff.
Yes, so I think we have two options in writing in our report to the CCNSO Council or CCNSO members. So the first option is, as Shava said, we list two equal status alternatives. One is one vote per member and one is one vote per territory. That's the first option. And the second option is give preference to one vote per territory with the note of the discussion of one vote per member scheme. So I think we have two options in doing our output. So Shavash, you like the first option?
Right. In other words, you're saying there are these two options.
Right.
You're just listing them, right? Yeah.
So, Demi, how do you think?
I suppose we have to reach some kind of maybe preferred thing. I agree that we have to expose this to the CC community, no problems at all, but I suppose it's our mission to make a more profound evaluation of the things before we just state before the community.
And that means weighing in the different pros and cons.
Yeah, my question about...
Sorry, Shabbat?
Go ahead.
No, it's you or Demi. It's one of the two. You were saying something. Go ahead, Shabbat.
Go ahead. I think Demi was speaking, right?
No, I'm okay. I just added that we have these pros and cons is more or less what we are thinking about the process. Maybe we have to make a more complete pros and cons if we have to expose this to the community.
Okay.
Well, for example, let me go a little bit further. I suppose that the major strength of the CC community is what Bart said, that we are not bound by a contract with ICANN. It is different from GID. Then, of course, if we treat ourselves as peace, we leave the territory notion behind, then we have to deal also maybe with contracts. This is a very important argument, pro or against.
I see.
Well, I mean, I can see this contract coming in. I don't see how the existence or non-existence of contract would affect adopting one principle or the other, because you could say that since we do not have contracts, then we are a community of experts, not a community of commercial and entrepreneurs, and therefore there's no problem with having, you know, one vote per expert or per registry. I'm not against discussing this, but what I'm saying is one thing we can do parallel to discussing this and making this more nuanced, we can also proceed with the solution space for, you know, how we're going to proceed with the votes in each, for each, in each alternative. For example, if we're adopting the one vote per territory, let's also work out how we're going to do the, allocate the votes. I mean, that's something we can discuss parallel to this.
Yes, if you look again at the alternative, say decisions needed to move forward, I think we are, I think that the people on this call at least agree it's either alternative one or two from the decisions needed. So the working group agrees to, so decision one was, alternative one was, the working group agrees to maintain its proposed voting, so one vote per territory. The interim report needs to be updated to reflect the discussion on this topic and an improved reasoning for the proposal. And the second alternative was the working group will list the two alternatives and seeks feedback from the community at the Singapore meeting. And say the next line reads, if alternative one or two is the preferred option of the working group, the mechanisms to conduct a voting should be reviewed as well.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
So it's more, the choice is more, and I think the working group, at least the members here, agree that, say, the working group proposes an alternative solution, one vote per manager, or the intermediate solution, because I think that, say, the reference to the contracts and the financial contribution is particularly problematic in an interim solution. That's why I raised that issue. And I agree with you, Chavez, if it's one vote per manager or one vote per territory, it doesn't matter, because then the IDN CCTLDs are included, and one way or the other, they treat it equally as the ASCII CCTLD in the territory. So that was more an argument against seeking the intermediate solution. It's probably one or two that this working group prefers, or the members here. Hiro, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
Because I think we just have a limited number of people on the call, that we revisit this again, and maybe this was more an internal paper, that for the next call that we focus on decision one or two, and have and include a review of the voting mechanisms as well, again in a table.
Yes.
Would that work for the others as well?
Yeah. What I will prefer is to reach some kind of conclusion in the conceptual thing before we discuss the voting. I don't see problems with the voting. It's just a mechanical thing.
Yeah.
If you go to the GAC meeting, for example, the Brazilian delegations bring 5 or 6 or 7 members. Of course, their own vote per representative, not per member, not per delegation member. And I don't want to make any kind of parallel between two things, but I suppose the voting thing is a secondary decision. It's not our main decision.
Yeah. I think everybody agrees on that one, but if we're going to proceed with option one or option two and to present it at the Singapore meeting, the next step is that we need to address some of the issues of the voting mechanisms anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, may I say something? I don't, personally, I think this voting mechanism is quite important, and it's because it's not, you know, I don't think this, you should not compare this to GAC, because here you may have different registries coming from the same territory who have very different ideas and very different opinions, and they're rooted in different communities within that territory. So I think the question is quite sensitive and important. And so I think we should address it. I mean, we should really get into it. We should really get into this voting mechanism. If we're going to adopt a one vote per territory, this requires, you know, more careful thought.
Yeah, I agree. So may I say, maybe that's for the next call, and I hope so. I could do that probably because now I'm not traveling as much as the last couple of weeks, that I've sent one, say, an updated version of this one with some of the comments. Shabazz and I had a private conversation about the voting mechanisms as well, and have a look at the voting mechanism also in the context of the rules and guidelines.
Yes, and thank you, Bart.
And that we invite, the other members as well, and that we focus on decision one and two.
Yes. So, but if you could make it in 2 weeks, and we can discuss on the mailing list about that, the next call will be more efficient.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we can have all the members on the next call.
No, but at least that they say at least. That the other members of the working group participate in either on the email list or, say, on the conference call with regard to this discussion, because, it's a very hard one, I understand.
All right.
But I think even if we would go for alternative two that is presented to the... I agree that, say, what the community could expect from the working group is maybe a preference in principle. That's one. And if there is no agreement, that this is clarified as well.
Okay. More comments on, more discussion on this? So, if I may, it's just an observation, so it's not a solution, but logically, what Shabazz said was true. Logically, there will be many managers from one territory, but at least the actual current situation is all territories, or all ASCII and IDNCC TLDs in a territory are relegated to the same manager. Only exception is Egypt. So it's an interesting situation, I think. But it may be the tendency.
Yeah. And maybe we should add this to the, I should add this to the examples as well.
Right. Okay, any more discussion?
You know, in fact, if I may add, you know, one of the reasons that some of the territories have not received IDNs yet is that there is some kind of dispute going on between various factions within the territory about who will be the representative of IDN. So, I mean, this discussion could just go on and, you know, manifest itself later in CCNS or voting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, you've only had the non-problem territories.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is a good point, a very good point, Salvash raises. We want this kind of discussion to be inside the CCNSO community.
Right.
Okay. So, but could you kindly come up with revision of this paper in 2 or 3 weeks?
Yes, I'll try to do it in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. And circle it to the list.
Yeah.
And we will have next call in 1 month, which will be in on May 12th. How about the date for others? May 12th at the same time.
Okay.
Sounds okay to me.
How about Ian?
Okay, it's okay.
Okay, thank you. So,
Ian,
May 12th.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a view on this issue? You were so quiet.
Excuse me?
Do you have a view on say, the one member, one vote, or one vote per territory issue? Do you have a preference, or...?
I have preference on one vote per territory.
Yeah.
Could
you explain why? Yeah, if you don't want to, it's fine, but...
So I don't have any special idea, but I think in option when it's two registry, when you have ID and domain name and Latinic domain name, and you can have the represents from the same register. It can be in our case because we prepare ID and register in some period, and we will register that, and our represents, for example, will be the same people in CCNSO.
So in principle, would that mean you would have two votes, in principle?
Yes.
And maybe that's an argument that's not included, because I think that goes to the core of it, in the case of say, India, where all are run by the same entity, that India would end up with, could end up with 20 or with 8 votes.
Yes. I hear that argument on the beginning discussion. Some of our first calls, yes.
Okay,
thank you. Do you agree if I include this one, and on the other side, say, if you would go for... one vote per territory, that some of the votes will be diluted.
Yes, okay, I agree.
I think that's an additional argument, and that's probably the core of it. It touches upon the real core of it.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay,
thank you, Dan.
So, Gavin and Demi, did I include that argument?
Mm-hmm. Please. So any other discussion? Any other business today?
Can I just ask Bart to stay on after the call? I have a question for him. So,
yes.
Bart, could you just stay on for 1 minute,
yeah,
please?
Okay. Any other business? Okay, so if not, thank you very much for a good discussion on this. So see you on the mailing list and the next call. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Hero. Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye. Thank
you, Hero. Bye.
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 Bye.